The 14th chapter does simply say, the one speaking in an unknown tongue is speaking not to men, but to God. Okay? That's a privilege afforded to every believer. You got a right. He's your dad. Okay? And he says also that you should also pray with your understanding and that you should understand what you're praying in spirit. Okay? But that's not quite the same thing as a, quote, interpretation. And I'm too far down the road. Let's go back to the 12th. Okay? When you need wisdom, how to go about doing something, the Spirit of God is there to tell you. He will give you this gift. Here's your wisdom, okay? When you need knowledge about things in particular, when you need, if you need health in your body, if you need, no matter what it is, the idea that this only, what did I say? That this only, I'm not saying it doesn't, that this only happens when you're gathered together and when you're ministering to someone else. No. In fact, it doesn't say that at all in the 12th chapter. So when we're talking about divine powers, Paul enumerates, but not exhaustively, these, quote, divine powers, what it means to be God in a body. It's when I say it's not exhaustive, I mean there's like a whole other area that you would talk about more as abilities. For instance, in Galatians 5, what was that, 22 and 23, I think, where it talks about the gifts of, the fruit of the Spirit, right? The fruit of the Spirit is love and meekness and gentleness and kindness and faith, and right? Okay, those are not really like gifts in that sense. They're more your ability to walk in life because God's living in you. Because you can't do a lot of those things without God living in you, right? If you wanted to look at it all together, you would say they all together are a gift. But the gift is fruit. And the fruit means what comes out that people see, right? Also, if you look at Romans, the 12th chapter, Paul enumerates again and calls them gifts, but he's talking really more about service and ministry. But he talks about things like prophecy, right? For the one who prophesies. Does that mean you're going to be the prophet? And we're gonna, not necessarily at all. Because to utter divine truths is something that all of us should do. And from time to time, God will drop one on you that'll blow your socks off. And you give it, you can share it with other people, right? But he talks there about things like exhortation. Well, are there only some people that exhort people? Shouldn't be. We all should be encouraging people, right? Encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. We all should be encouraging people. We all should be exhorting. He talks about those who give with liberality. And people say, oh, well, my gift is giving, which lets you off the hook for everything else. No, we all give, right? It's not just for one person. And when you do it with liberality. Now, that being said, remember, going back to 12, Paul says there are different kinds of administrations, okay? There's different types of services. So it is true that, for instance, you may have something in you that kind of rises to the forefront. But just because you have that, we would call it uncanny. You have that uncanny ability to encourage and exhort someone saying the right thing at the right time, that doesn't mean that you're let off the hook for everything else. Okay? That just means that's where you function best. While I'm there, the other day, I heard something very plain, and I believe it's for somebody to hear. Okay? People get into things, have things happen to them, and sometimes it's repeated in the same area over and over again, right? I was just interceding in the Spirit. I got this real plain and I wrote it down. I did until right then. I didn't know where it was supposed to go, okay? The enemy doesn't come against you where you're strong, okay? The enemy doesn't come against you in your strength. He comes at you in your weaknesses. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might anyway, right? Okay. But in my life with many, many, many people over years, different people have strengths and weaknesses. And we've talked about that with friends of mine over the years. Some people are very strong, for instance, in the area of finances. They just know God will take care of them as they give. It's given unto them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, in abundance to the overflow, right? Other people really struggle with that. So what the enemy does is keep picking at you with your finances, because if that's your weakness, then you'll fall over. Keep that thought, okay? The same thing's true in the area of, quote, divine health, healing, not just healing, being well. And some people just seem like, people look at me and say, you don't ever get sick. And I'm laughing going, you have no idea. But for the most part, that's an area of me of strength. He can mess with that all he wants to. I know I have experienced way too much to know that God's not faithful. Okay? So that's the picture that I'm giving to you. The enemy doesn't play against your strength. He will play against your weakness because he is a bad devil. Now, one more thing before I move on. If you know you have an area of weakness, fix it. Go fortify yourself. If you know that you're a baby when stuff happens in certain areas, say emotionally, then go spend time meditating on the things of God that will calm your mind. The peace of God being over all intellect will keep your intention and motivations and mental conceptions contained in Christ Jesus, right? Be anxious for nothing. There's lots of stuff in there. So if you have a weak, if you know where you are weak, go spend some time strengthening that. Also, whenever something hits that area, step away. Go to God immediately. Like, no. Not going there, because if you start thinking, you'll get drug into it. And if you're weak, you get drug into it, and then it's messy and nasty, and sometimes, you know, you get upset and other people, and understand? But if you'll, when you first feel it, just cry out, you know, Jesus, he's doing it to me again. I would, you know, you understand? Okay, where were we? We're back over into Corinthians with the gifts. These abilities, when you look at Romans 12, again, you can look at Galatians 5 and see the fruit. You can see these ministry activities. All of these things can be considered, should be considered as the divine powers of God.